enter the octagon crawling, and then the fight starts, and you're on all fours essentially crawling when the fight begins.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, guys? It's John Bones Jones.
Johnny Bones Jones.
The undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, John Bones.
So with Rampage Jackson, I kept having these nightmares that I would get knocked out. No matter how the fight played out, I would always get knocked out. And it was always within the first 30 seconds of the fight. So, you know, one scenario, I'd run out, he'd run at me, swing a huge overhand right. The other, he would throw a right uppercut. And then another dream, it was a left hook. And I couldn't avoid this inevitable knockout that I was going to experience in the first round.
When you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. And a lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. There's another quote that says, a big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it. And you blow it right at your opponent, like Dragon Ball Z style. All right, so that's what I'm trying to do. Try to get my emotions under control and use this adrenaline to my advantage.
My idea to crawl towards him was the only thing that had it happen in all my nightmares, because in every fight I started on my feet. So something just said, get on your knees and crawl up to him. And then automatically the dream voids itself of him knocking you out immediately. So I did that, and I got to kind of fight in an alter ego kind of state, and it was super powerful. Now to this day, I say that same kind of prayer over myself, and I believe that I transformed into something.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind, and I got into it deep, like really deep, just meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief.
I just feel like I was maybe at a place where I felt like I was throwing a lot of greatness away, and you know, I believe that talent and when you have opportunity, it's a terrible thing to waste. I feel like these days I just take more accountability for my actions and my emotions and my circle and behaviors and things like that.
And so right around 2010, I just took myself to this different mental level where I took myself from being an average Joe.
Who was that guy 9 years ago?
I was a bouncer, actually, making $50 a night. And I was applying to be a janitor because I would have benefits. And right when I was waiting to get the call back, someone wrote me on Twitter, a guy named Gary, a kid that I never met. And he said, hey, my cousin owns an MMA gym in Cortland, New York, which is about 45 minutes away. Didn't have a car. And I was driving my fiance's car to commute over to these practices. That I got that phone call on a Saturday night, and I was heading to my first practice that Monday, that next Monday. Kid changed my life forever. He just planted a seed in my MySpace.
So I took myself from being very average-minded to actually believing that I was the shit and believing that I could be the shit and that I could be the GOAT and be the greatest and never lose. Like, I took myself to a different place mentally.
To find something you love and do your absolute best at it. Give it everything you got. And I'm truly blessed to know what I love, and I feel like I was born to be a fighter. I genuinely love what I do. And the inspiration that you get out of the situation is just to give it everything you got every day. Deep down inside, I did feel that I would be in the situation I'm in now. Yeah, I've always had a very strong conviction that I could be the greatest ever. And sure enough, just years of belief and hard work.
And a lot of it came from mental practice and meditation and visualization and just seeking knowledge from people who are strong believers, guys like Les Brown and Tony Robbins.
The reason why I know I'm going to win this fight is because I have an inner belief that this is my era and this is what I was put on the earth to do. I feel like that I'm gifted and talented and extremely hardworking. It really just stems from a really deep level of self-belief. When I fought Stephen Bonner is when I really dug into the power of the mind and how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe that first you can. And that's when I started to fly.
All of it has happened so fast. One second I was pregnant and we had no clue what we were gonna do. And the next second he's stepping into the cage for his very first fight. 2 weeks later he had another fight. And another fight and another fight. And that was it, it just took off.
Nasty mother.
He's a nasty motherfucker.
Jones.
John Jones.
John Jones.
John Jones.
Bones Jones.
He's gifted and he's talented.
John Jones.
John Jones is the greatest of all time.
I believe that I'm already the greatest fighter of all time.
So what is that like being John? Like, what is that like thinking there isn't another man on the planet that could do anything to you in hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah, I'm sure he feels great.
Yeah.
It means the most, you know, knowing that you're one of the baddest men walking the planet. So I just feel it in my whole being that I'm the best fighter on the planet. And now my job is just to prove it.
He's accused of running a red light over the weekend, hitting a pregnant woman's car, and then running away from the scene.
I definitely lost myself at one point in my life.
His arrest order from today says he's a risk to the public.
Slapping a woman inappropriately at an Albuquerque strip club.
Jones tested positive for cocaine in December.
My mom, she's the strong one of the household. I think she wears the pants in the house. She's very bold. She tells how she feels. She tells exactly how it is. She's very compassionate at the same time. I've learned a lot from my mom. She's a strong, amazing woman. I remember from a young age, she's always kept us in the soup kitchens at our church, you know, feeding the homeless. And, you know, I always remember her helping out a lot of women who dealt with domestic violence.
Jones is charged with domestic battery, and she was bleeding from the nose and lip and stated she was scared to return to the room if Jones was there.
This guy's got a lot of demons, man. A lot of demons.
Something that's going to be tagged to my image and reputation maybe forever, and I'm okay with it. We all have our past, and that's what makes us who we are in the present.
So you're at peace with that?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I can't allow my past to hold weight over me. You got to forgive yourself for mishaps in life, and you got to move forward. You can't hold yourself in prison.
I actually know that you were drag racing. Okay. I watched you do
okay,
it.
Okay, let me talk, right?
Okay.
Do I have that right?
Mr. Jones, we're not having court out here.
Do I have that
you
right?
You can't allow anybody else to hold yourself in prison.
Was that always the case, or was that just a part of your maturation process where you started to say, I need to start letting go of the past?
Yeah, it wasn't always the case. You know, it's taken a while for me to be able to be comfortable with some of the mistakes I've made and things like that. But I'm grateful that I am at a place where I'm comfortable with who I am, comfortable in my own skin. And you know, there's no good without bad.
I'm sworn to protect the citizens from people like you, Mr. Jones.
It's another thing she kind of taught us at a young age, just to not judge people and be comfortable with people despite what their problems are, so issues are.
I got the Hall of Fame tonight. And then you're going to put me on this by walking down the street.
I have a good way of detaching something inside of me and seeing what's happening.
I hate you. I hate you.
So I'm not necessarily meditating these days, but I do have the capability of taking away who I actually am at this point and realizing that this is just a part of me, or this is just a situation in my life. This isn't my actual life. This isn't my final destination. This is just a small moment in time that I'm going through right now. So that's my form of meditation. I step away from terrible situations and look at myself as if it's the future. And I'm looking back on what's happened to me or what's happening. And I say, okay, how can I get myself out of this? How can I make this better? What do I need to do to turn this around?
Ultimately, people are going to love me and people are going to hate me despite what I do and how I carry myself. And Christianity is not for perfect people. It's for people who confess that they have issues and problems and that they need a savior and they need to work to be better. So that's me. You know, I'm a sinner who's trying my best to be a good Christian.
Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood. John, you should want this fight to be miserable. You should want this to hurt. Be the guy who thrives in that. You know, I think about the first person to climb Everest. I'm sure people died. Lots of people died. I respectfully say that. The first man who ran a 4-minute mile, I'm sure he was hurting bad. To be the first person to do anything, you should look like this. That makes the victory even sweeter. You've got people telling you now you're the best in the world, but they don't tell you that, you know, once a month. They don't tell you that once every 2 months. They tell you every day. And if you're really into it, they'll tell you every hour, you're a genius. You're the greatest. You're a genius. You're the greatest. You hear that over and over, day in and day out. That can go to your head really quick. He's been exceptionally, exceptionally smart on how he's handled that. He's stayed humble. He stayed calm. He's kept the same people around him. And that's very impressive.
This journey that I'm on can go as far as I take it. And only I can mess it up. And I'm very aware of, you know, guys like Mike Tyson and guys who were on such high pinnacles, and they messed it up. And I promised myself that I'm gonna learn from athletes of the past and not go down the roads that they've gone down and be an ultimate, you know, great athlete.
It's my job to embrace the toughest challenges. I mean, that's what a champion's being about. You know, I fought DC twice, had no problem signing the contract. I fought Alexander Gustafsson twice. No problem signing the contract.
Despite where you've come from, what you've been through, failures you've had, you can be great starting tomorrow. People who know what they want, you know, the universe has a way of clearing a path for them.